Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
When Life Goes Dark is an aptly titled book to discuss as we approach the shortest day of the year. I'm Ryan Thomas. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. A shortage of daylight and the cold of this season aren't the only reasons depression is common. We heard biblical counsel and hope for today and the days to come as we shine the light on the darkness of depression with therapist and professor Dr. Richard Winter. He reminded us that we won't always feel happy and spoke about the healing power of the Psalms.
And life is hard and difficult, and we're not promised that it will be that we'll be completely free from pain and tears and sadness this side of heaven. But there is that expectation, and therefore often a stigma, as you say.
Do you find maybe comfort in reading about Elijah or Jeremiah or David? I mean, is that a recommendation that if we actually spend time reading some of the Psalms where David seems quite low, that will make a difference for us?
Absolutely. I mean, I found great comfort when I was in my down times in reading the Psalms and reading about Moses and Elijah and and Jonah. These what I call the suicidal saints, each of them, for completely different reasons, got to this end point of saying, Lord, I've had enough. I want to die. Take my life. And Job, of course, lamented that he'd ever been born. Jeremiah accused God of abusing him. He says, you chose me, but now you've abandoned me and you're abusing me. So these are wonderfully comforting in recognizing that these men of God went through really difficult times and didn't lose their trust in God, and God dealt with them often very gently. That's one of the things I really like about those stories, is the graceful, gentle way in which God dealt with Moses and, helping him to get to share the burden of leadership. And he left Jonah with the big question, do you have a right to be angry, Jonah? And I think there's often a lot of repressed anger behind depression that we need to deal with. And the Psalms, of course, give us wonderful permission to have all sorts of emotions of sadness, grief, fear, joy, dancing before the Lord. That David shows that whole range in his prayers, in his responses to God. And often I ask my clients who are struggling with depression to write their own psalm. I say take Psalm 13 as a model, and just write your own psalm about your own struggles. And God loves to hear you speaking honestly to him out of your heart. You don't have to pretend with him.